Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dave Best, and he is a member of the Joining Hands team of the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Good morning to you, Dave.
Good morning to you, Levon.
Dave, there are going to be some visitors here from Egypt that this evening at Pizza Ranch, and we're going to talk a little more about that. But I think we need to talk about Joining Hands and what that's all about to kind of lay the background here.
That sounds good, Levon. Joining Hands is a program that we here in Atlantic and our Des Moines Presbytery, which the Atlantic Church is a part of, started probably back in the late 1990s there, doing a study, a new type of way of doing mission, in that you would maybe form long-term networks, relationships with a given country. And Egypt was the country that the Des Moines Presbytery was thinking about. We've had a long connection there with education, mission, in fact, over 150 years, originally setting up schools there. So that's where the first connection came. And we then traveled as a team in 2002 was the first trip to visit some of the networks that we had and the ones that we look at having involved there. And forming this partnership and to advocate basically for certain issues for the people there.
Now, when you talk about the Des Moines Presbytery, does that mean other churches in addition to Atlantic
Des Moines
are involved?
Presbytery obviously is centered right around the Des Moines area. We are on the western edges of it, Ottoman, Atlantic, Adair, Guthrie Center. And it was the West Regional Partners at that time, the ones that we had smaller groupings. There's about 60-some churches in the Des Moines Presbytery reaching over towards the Iowa City area as far as that way. And they're the ones that really then kind of took the bull by the horns and got the Presbytery to vote on going ahead and becoming this, taking this connection. There are currently probably about 12, I think, other countries that are involved, and they are tied also with presbyteries from various parts of the United States.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting when I kind of looked up some of this information that various cities across the United States are involved with various countries, but this area is involved specifically with Egypt.
Yep.
Now, also, as Joining Hands, it is related to hunger, preventing hunger, but it's not, that doesn't mean you ship boatloads of food there. It's much broader than that.
It is definitely much broader than that. Originally, the program came through the Presbyterian Church USA's Prunger program, and it was Joining Hands Against Hunger was the original term. We in Egypt, after our first time being there, and as they started to develop and see what they were going to do as a network there, found that hunger is a pretty political term. No country wanted, especially Egypt, to be thinking that they didn't have the food for their people. So we now call it Together for Family Development was the term, and just Joining Hands because of that situation there. And various countries have other things that they work with, but it's all, yes, related to hunger, and it's more learning to be advocates and helping them to advocate for certain issues. And we have had several different campaigns over the years, from food quality to helping the disabled, mentally challenged to become School for All campaign that really was quite successful. We don't, you know, we have all the handicapped things. Egypt probably is about 30 years behind where we currently are. And just getting this kid, the students involved, because for families, the working mother to get out to help bring in money for the family couldn't really leave their handicapped person behind. So that was really a big issue. Maybe geriatrics and the other thing, caring for your elderly family members. Again, that was way behind from where we currently are at.
And then you've helped develop businesses. I mean, help them develop businesses, some entrepreneurial kinds of things.
Right. One of the key things, different ones have tried different things, and they do that in their own network. But one that's been pretty successful and we have really helped out is in the scarves. Down in Minya, which is actually in lower Egypt, we bring those back. I think Nancy said they were just recently in Chicago last week. they being the representatives from two representatives from each of the countries, along with a couple representatives from the presbytery. And she said while they were there, they marketed over $1,300 worth of scarves, mm-hmm. and we will be getting a new order back in. They get a fair trade price for that product. We bring them back with us in suitcases as we're coming home, try to pack one extra one. And that can mark them still at a very reasonable price here. And that helps us to either help bring them over or actually like now to host them in a hotel where they're here and so on.
Okay. The other thing you mentioned, advocacy, and advocacy always says to me, you're talking about important policies that mm-hmm. Relate. So now we're talking about government. How does this relate to government, this program?
Well, you know, that's government can be kind of under the Mubarak regime, I guess, or as you would call it, government, his presidency. You know, they were pretty limited, and we experienced our campaign that we were doing with the disabled, handicapped education for all. In 2008, when we had a large group back over here for to meet with other countries here in the States, our coordinator at that time, Nancy Collins, made a statement saying that, you know, we had a victory in that they were able to get things through all their work that they'd done, advocating through government officials some policy changes. That, interestingly enough, got picked up by some of the officials from the Internet, and lo and behold, she was not let back into the country. Mm-hmm. And so it just shows you how that type of wording, you know, which we wouldn't have thought so much of, can be very expensive.
Right. But you are a non-governmental agency.
It is. A lot of them are non-governmental, yes.
And there you work with non-governmental.
Some are with our church, the Presbyterian Evangelical Church, the Coptic Christian Church, obviously work there, but we also have Muslims involved in certain non-governmental work that they do in helping the individuals there.
Okay, let's talk about the folks that are going to be here this evening at the Pizza Ranch starting at 5:30. So everybody is invited to come and get acquainted with these folks. Tell us a little bit about the visitors.
Okay, well, first of all, our mission committee, mission outreach committee of our Atlantic Church, wanted to have some when they were here. Just so happens they're going to be here on Monday and Tuesday, and we wanted to have it for our own congregation. We also thought there would be anybody from the public that would be interested, that it would definitely be open for them. Dr. Nabil's, he is our coordinator over there, very well trained in the medical field, but also in promoting and having ties. And he is just an excellent person. Since Nancy, he was under Nancy there at the time, and he will be here along with Adil Badar. He's with one of the networks, and he is a very sharp individual. And it was really neat. One time I was over there in 2006, we had a person in there helping him train with advocacy, and you could just see the light bulbs light up there with him when they finally could just, you know, got what it really meant to advocate and started doing that. So it's really been neat. His wife was here on the first visit. They weren't married at that time, and it's very connected with Women's Association over there. So those two will be here. And I think especially with Nabil, he is very well connected in the Coptic Church and in just life in general, all up and down the Nile, and very involved in the recent revolution. I was just over there in October, right after we had to be in for a week. I and another person, our coordinator from here, and the Bloody Sunday event just took place, and he was right there. And, you know, just hearing that and seeing that, and it's quite an eye-opening deal.
Mm-hmm. So he sounds like a good position to help make some more changes happen. So folks can come and visit with both of them. You said especially Dr. Nabil is very easy to communicate with, and so folks can ask questions and come find out what's going on in Egypt, and especially maybe they want to find out how they could be of assistance to help this Joining Hands program. So it's Dutch Treat at the Pizza Ranch, 5:30.
Yep. Very good. And it'd just be kind of informal. We realize some people don't get off work till a little bit later, and come in and you need before, after, during the time, and just a whole bit of special lot of question and answers about, you know, just what's happening right now, what it's like as life as an Egyptian. They both have young families, and as do many of our people over there, and just hearing and seeing with how they, you know, in their new Egypt, what it's like there. So,
okay, great. Yeah. Great opportunity. Well, thank you very much, Dave Best, for telling us a bit about the Joining Hands and about the program this evening. And until next time, here's a thought from Martin Luther King, Jr. We must live together as brothers or perish together as fools.